Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty. On our show this week, we answer a question about singer and actress Hilary Duff. Tell about a young woman who does an exciting water sport. And report about the world's smallest living horse. An extremely rare animal named Thumbelina is traveling around the United States this year. The goal of the trip is to try to raise $1 million for organizations that aid children. Last summer, Guinness World Records named Thumbelina the world's smallest living horse. Faith Lapidus tells us more.
Thumbelina is 44.5 centimeters tall. She weighs less than 26 kilograms. Because she is such an unusual creature, Thumbelina could easily be the center of attention in a circus or zoo. Instead, her owners are taking her to visit 48 states. She is appearing at children's hospitals, stores, schools, horse shows, camps, and fairs. Thumbelina already has raised more than $10,000 for children's aid groups. She is popular with both children and adults. Thumbelina is a kind of small horse called a miniature horse, but she has an abnormal gene that made her about half the size of a normal miniature horse. Thumbelina is named for a woman in a story by the Danish writer Hans Christian Andersen. The woman was the size of a person's thumb, the short, thick finger on a person's hand. Kay and Paul Gessling own Thumbelina. They keep the little horse at their Goose Creek Farms in St. Louis, Missouri. They raise miniature horses to sell and show at competitions. Their son, Michael Gessling, cares for Thumbelina. The little horse is 5 years old. At birth, she weighed less than 4 kilograms. The family thought she might not survive. Today, she sometimes wears leg supports to keep her legs straight. Michael Gessling says they expect Thumbelina to live about 17 years. When Thumbelina is home, Michael Gessling says she does not spend much time with the other horses. Instead, she plays with the family's dogs. She also sleeps in a doghouse. 2 times a day, Thumbelina eats a cup of grain and a handful of hay. Her owners say Thumbelina will not have any babies. They want to protect the health of their famous little horse. They say there will never be another Thumbelina.
Dallas Friday was only 13 years old when her mother took her to an expert teacher to learn to ride a wakeboard. Today, 7 years later, Ms. Friday has won many awards for this action-filled water sport. Shirley Griffith tells us more.
Wakeboarding is similar to surfing and water skiing. Surfers stand on a board and try to ride it over the ocean waves. But wakeboarders hold onto a rope as they ride a board behind a specially equipped boat. The motion and speed of the boat create a wake in the water. The rider jumps, turns, and twists over the wake. Dallas Friday learned those skills on land, doing gymnastics at school. So she thought she might be good at wakeboarding. But at first, the expert did not want to teach her. He thought she was just a beginner. But then, he watched Dallas perform in the water. The expert told her family that she could make $1 million. During the years since then, Dallas Friday has earned top honors in competitions. Last year, for example, she won the Wakeboard World Cup in China. She has bought several houses with her winnings. She has also paid a price in injuries. She returned to the water recently after breaking her leg in 7 places. Like Dallas Friday, some young adult wakeboarders compete for money. But children also wakeboard, and so do people older than 60. Most take part in the sport just for fun. Wakeboarding developed over a number of years as people skilled at water sports experimented with their equipment. It took a big step forward in the 1980s. At that time, 2 well-known sportsmen designed straps to hold a rider's feet onto the board. About 15 years ago, a sports company in the state of Florida started launching competitions for professional wakeboarders. Television sports channels showed some of the action. Today, an estimated 3 million people ride wakeboards in the United States. They study which boats and boards work best. They read magazines like Alliance Wakeboard. But mostly, like Dallas Friday, they love to fly over the water on their wakeboards.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from China. Gua Xiaoyi wants to know about singer and actress Hilary Duff.
Let the rain fall down to wake my dreams.
Hilary Duff is only 19 years old, yet she has had her own television show, appeared in movies, and recorded albums. She also designs her own clothing line and has a perfume named after her. Hilary Duff started appearing in local productions in her hometown of Houston, Texas. She moved to California with her mother and sister and appeared in several television commercials. Her first major movie part was in Casper Meets Wendy in 1998. Then she got the lead in a television show about a teenager named Lizzie McGuire. She appeared in the show from 2001 until 2004. By that time, she had already recorded 2 albums of music. In 2003, she appeared in 3 hit movies, Agent Cody Banks, The Lizzie McGuire Movie, and Cheaper by the Dozen. Here is a hit song from her album, Metamorphosis. So, yesterday.
You can change your life if you wanna. You can change your clothes if you wanna. If you change your mind, well, that's the way it goes. But I'm gonna keep your jeans and your old black hat, 'cause I wanna. They look good on me. You're never gonna get them back.
Not today,
'cause if you go back.
Hilary Duff also works with an animal rights group and is involved with several aid organizations. She has given $250,000 to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina on the American Gulf Coast. And she is still not even 20 years old. We leave you now with another hit song from Hilary Duff. This one is from her new album, Dignity, that was just released this week. It is called With Love. I'm Bob Doty. Last week we told you about the college men's basketball championship series called March Madness. The final game was played Monday. The team from the University of Florida defeated the team from the Ohio State University to become the college basketball champion for the second year. Last January, the Florida football team defeated Ohio State to win the college football championship. That makes the University of Florida the first school to win championships in both football and basketball in the same school year. Our program today was written by Nancy Steinbach and Geraldine Watson. Katie Weaver was our producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.